I'm John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight, HBO's highest budget show, which is a surprise until you learn that everything you see, including me, is entirely computer generated. And come on, how did you not figure that out? My face is textbook Uncanny Valley. None of this makes sense. We are still on hiatus this week, but I wanted to briefly return to speak about a very important topic, birds. Or, as I call them, cat feeders. Birds are symbols of love, wisdom, and of course, human trafficking. And as the weather cools down, birds are going to start their seasonal migration, which is, of course, when they travel to warmer climates in order to feed, grow, and attract a mate. It's their version of eat, pray, love, except birds are too dumb to realize that everything they needed was inside them the whole time. Before the migration begins, I have a brief message for the birds of the Northeast as they begin their journey southward. Are you listening, birds? Here goes. F*** you, birds! F*** you! I hope you never come back! To me, every single bird is just a shitty sequel to the dinosaurs, and we'd be better off without you. And yes, I'm talking to you, geese. You look like ducks that played football in high school and never stopped going to the gym. And you know what? You're not off the hook either, parrots. Oh, what? I'm supposed to like parrots just because they can talk? Basically, every human being talks, and I hate most of them. And while I'm at it, ostriches, you can go straight to hell, you first-draft flamingos. You look like a giant ball of lint trying to upshit out a huge leathery snake. Oh, and then there are penguins. Yeah, you guys are actually fine. I got no problem with you, penguins. No problem. But I'll tell you what, you get a pass. Lifetime pass for you, penguins. But you know what? F*** you, swans and pelicans. You both look like monsters from a fish's nightmare that came to life. And as for hummingbirds, you're just obese bees in need of a nose job. And you know what? Do you know what? Actually, ostriches, come back. I'm not done with you yet. Your eggs are too big. And you look like piñatas filled with grocery coupons and dried meats. Just fly the f*** away from me. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't. Your failures are the one thing birds are known for. Now, as for the rest of you, the rest of you birds, I hope all you disgusting sky mice enjoy your tropical getaways while the rest of us face the frigid torment of winter, and I hope each and every one of you flies into a wind turbine on your way north next spring. Yeah, I hope. F*** you, birds! We are back on HBO September 25th. Until then, goodbye! You fly away! You fly away!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Do you watch a lot of movies? Are you surprised by all the movies Hammy hasn't seen?
Yeah, though I have a few. None that come to mind right now that I haven't seen. But yeah, he's pretty bad.
He could quote to you who won fucking SummerSlam in 1998. I know he can. He can tell you when Hogan turned heel. But boy, he does not know. He just saw Demolition Man.
Bachelor of Peach.
I mean, see what I mean?
Oh, don't be ashamed. Stay loud and stay proud.
I think Bachelor of the Beach 96, that was in Fort Lauderdale.
Remember, I was there. Remember when Hogan fucked Bubba's wife?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember when Gawker was in bankrupt?
Remember when WWE could be called WWF?
Oh, I remember.
Remember when they bled?
Oh, I remember.
Remember when it was real?
No.
Remember when Owen Hart was still alive?
Oh, I remember. This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. She leads a lonely
life. She leads a lonely life. Hey! Which pod is that? Is this one? Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. I am back from hiatus in the armpit of America, which is Dayton, Ohio. It is, let's see, October 4th, 2016. Listen to Dutch and Royce on Morelike Radio. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
I am El Nino.
And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can call us 954-573-2780 or go to morelikeradio.com/live. We have a chat room. We have video. We have all kinds of shit. If you aren't able to get to that site and you just want to watch us, just that, you can go to youtube.com/morelikeradio. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio and download that and search for the More Like Radio feed, I guess, for lack of a better term. And you can listen to us there if you're in your car, at work, or whatever. There's a lot of ways you can listen to the show, and I'm sick of telling you guys how to get us. But either way, so I haven't talked to you guys in 2 weeks. What have you guys been doing? What happened? I listened to the previously on. Did you guys have Hammy and his girlfriend on?
Yeah, we had Hammy on. We had his girlfriend on, and
you haven't been able to listen to the show just yet. But I'm assuming that was fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good time.
It's always a good time when we have a Moons Over My Hammy show, or Royce Over My Hammy show. Moons Over My
Hammy. Is that the new name? Thing.
Royce Over My Hammy is an old name.
Every time Hammy fills in for you, that's what we call it.
Royce Over My Hammy.
Yeah.
What were you calling it before when it was whenever I'm out?
Royce and Friends. During
Royce and Friends, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because during this time of year is like when my company is the busiest and I'm on the road quite a bit, and I apologize or say you're welcome to people who hate me.
Well, I just informed all the listeners that your helicopter was shot down over Vietnam.
And it is always interesting. Ahead,
everybody and then everybody did their part. Everyone did a little bit of Dutch.
But
yeah, we all took,
we role played.
We took.
So I was the drunk one.
I was the bossy one that took credit for everything.
And I was the one that was screaming off of Mike.
John's Dutch off of Mike is something to behold. It's you. It's wonderful.
Oh no, I feel like a hack now. That everybody can just impersonate me.
Well,
it took three of us.
Yeah, it took a lot of us to impersonate you. You have a big personality.
And a big goddamn mouth. It's not a good thing. It was a Voltron of awfulness.
Yeah, I feel welcome back.
Well, that's what you get for leaving. That's on you.
Look, dude, you think I want to be in Dayton, Ohio?
Look at these excuses.
It was the...
Here we go.
So... I'm doing like
everybody wants to be in Dayton. By the way, that's a fucking
things
hub
to do in Dayton, Ohio. Let's see what the internet says.
Dude, there was a shooting like a mile down the road from where I was staying.
Is that good?
Oh, and you dodged the bullets.
Number one thing to do in Dayton, Ohio:
kill yourself.
Leave Dayton, Ohio.
No, hey,
what are you doing? What were you? They were there installing sprinklers.
Apparently, I guess they can't hear me.
I already fixed it.
Mom's still saying that she can't hear Dutch specifically.
Dutch, talk.
Check 1, 2. As long as you guys can. I may hear John and Mitch. Because if they can, I mean, we're all coming through the same feed.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Hmm.
She Wait, says Maul, no. can't, Maul can't hear us either.
Oh, my God. Hear. It's just, you know.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see another. Frustrated Royce.
Here, let's try this. There you go. Okay, can you hear him now?
Hello.
Was it a button that you didn't push?
No, it wasn't a button that I didn't push. It was my audio settings changed the default microphone.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, because Windows had an update. So there was that.
Because now there's there an update okay, every...
Oh, no, I know I was messed up because I changed the audio settings because I was trying to help Mitch with Hangout when he was at work. So you could blame Mitch, actually.
That was like last week.
Yeah, that was last week after the last shows. And having,
I feel like this is kind of
I don't use this computer other than for the shows.
Well, you were a big help.
I heard the best way to can is you put tape on them.
I didn't hear what you said. You broke up because that's another problem we're having.
If he's still talking?
I don't know.
He's not. No, I wasn't talking.
Oh. Okay, cool.
He said something about tape.
And we're off.
Whee!
Hitting the ground running. So, John, like you're not going to clarify what you
where
said?
Where somebody like comes out of like the 100 and they just fall straight in their face? Just, like, you think the start's so good and it's like,
well,
oh,
don't
no,
worry, because... This is a hurdle race, so we're going to hit the first hurdle and then hit every successful other hurdle until Ooh, we cross the finish line
the
with bloody knees.
The number 48 thing to do in Dayton, Ohio is the 5 gay clubs that they have.
5?
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear about this? God damn it, I missed out.
The first 47 were really dumb. It was like museums and cemeteries and shit.
Dude, there's nothing going on there but like... When I got there, there was this like this old redneck who was like the forklift driver who was like unloading a lot of our stuff off the trucks.
The and he's only like forklift driver.
He was like, don't go out at night. I'm telling you, just don't go downtown. Just save yourself trouble. You don't want to even want to do it. I was like, really? And the other two dudes that I was working with, these guys from a that's a great gift. These other two dudes who were like contracted workers who came in from Alabama. And they were as like you ever have like people that you talk to who you know they're from the U.S. but they're like from a different country.
These they have this weird accent that you can't put a place to.
Well, not only that, it's the accent, it's the words that they say, and the speed that they say them. And there was multiple times where I looked at one guy named Nate and this other guy named Otis. These two black dudes from Alabama who. There was multiple times where I had to look at both of them and be like, I didn't understand a word you just said, dude.
Oh, like, what's the guy's name? Boomhauer?
Like, stop.
From King of the Hill? What's his
Boomhauer.
Name?
Boomhauer.
Yeah, it was like a
bang, bang, bang with them, though.
Yeah, it was like that kind of shit where I'm just like, I'll.
But Ohio, was it an Ohio accent or was it an Alabama?
I thought I said it earlier, but maybe I didn't make myself clear. The two guys that we had were contracted workers who we used through our company to set up the stuff. They're based in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And so they flew out to help with this job that I was out at. And they had talk about just good old country boys from the South. I couldn't understand a word that they said half the time.
Because
like,
they were
dude.
Going too fast or they were slurring the words going too slow?
Both.
Wow.
Okay.
One guy talked slow, the other guy talked fast, and they both had like that thick southern accent, but like a thick southern black accent. So imagine
is this
like
a catch 22?
Yeah. It was
Yay,
weird.
I got it right.
It's not. He was just amusing you.
Oh, God damn it.
But
so
anyways,
you accomplished
what did you
a lot
this weekend. The last 2 weeks,
Mitch and Sherry. What did you guys do again?
I canned spaghetti sauce.
Okay, Woo! Excellent.
You just live. you live the life of an exciting pioneer woman. I swear to God.
You know that show? Living. What's that show? That Alaska. That Alaskan show, Sherry.
Living Alaska.
Living
La Vida Loca.
What the fuck's that show?
Was really
I don't
hard
know.
To remember.
With
I get you.
Eve and Ivan.
Yeah, well, Sherry wants to buy a cookbook from this Alaskan family thing, whatever, this History Channel show or Discovery Channel show. She wants to buy a cookbook so she can learn how to make recipes off the land.
What are you going
to
cook, whale blubber? Why do you need... Stop
why do you
it.
Need this?
And why do you need Snow that cookbook? Cones? Why do you need that cookbook? They have the internet. Just look it up. Type... I want to live off the land, and you have to pay for it.
.com.
It has stories. I like reading.
Oh, God, you're terrible.
I want to buy an internet book called Living Off the Land.
I'm old-fashioned. I like books in my hand, and I like the smell of books.
I finally got it, Marie. That's funny.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
I got it.
Thank you.
Well.
Okay, so Sherry's going to live off of spaghetti sauce. That's good. Anything else?
That was it. We didn't do shit.
John, last week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't feel like it's been 2 weeks.
I started a morning job at a comic book shop.
Oh, the mornings are the busiest times.
Oh, yeah.
So is this like a long con, like the comic book thing? So you lure them in the morning and then you bring the nerds to your MMA thing at night to beat them up?
Ooh.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
Let's kick some nerds' asses.
That's what he does when they
nerd
get comic,
bashing time.
When they come in the store, it's like a Bronx deal. Go, no, you can't leave. And he locks it and he beats them up. And then he gives them a business card.
What's the name of the place that you work at?
Tate's Comics. Yeah. That's in the morning. And then at night, I work at Fight Fit.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Fit.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about it.
Second rule.
That's the first rule.
And also the second rule. It's two rules.
That's why I said that one first.
It seems redundant. Well, we went down to the river, and we had fun.
Did you live in a van?
No.
Aww. We were not living in a van, but no, we did. You know, we had some nice river time. And
why? What river and why?
Oh, sorry. The Wikiwachi River, the one that we've been to a few times before.
It's where the mermaid show is, where we talked about the mermaid show, where the people do the...
they have mermaids in rivers?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we've been through this. Okay. There is a built underground auditorium with glass so you could watch women that put on mermaid costumes do a little dance.
I'll explain, Dutch. It's very old Florida. This place was built there many, many years ago, like the fucking in the 40s, you know, 50s here, because there was this town that had nothing in it. So they built this thing that hopefully some people would stop by and see this mermaid show.
Come on down and see the what are they called? Oh, mermaids at the auditorium, which should be called an aquarium.
Well, it isn't.
Go down that road right there. That'll bring it to the mermaid show.
Damn it.
But I wouldn't go down that road. Road brings you to Trouble Town.
It's in this natural spring. And you sit inside, you sit like in this theater thing, so they're underwater, and they have these tubes that come up, so they get air every once in a while they're doing their shows, and they have like mermaid tails on. It's women down there dancing to music, choreographed music underwater. It's this exciting.
And can you see them clearly?
Yeah, you can see. It's a spring, so it's clear water.
Do they only sing under the sea?
No. They don't even do that, which is kind of a ripoff. But
we talked about it. They sang I'm Proud to Be an American, and I went on a whole tirade how mermaids live in a monarchy kingdom with a king and queen and princesses, and how on earth are they saluting the American flag when they're in international waters?
Okay, pause, because that's the second time you've reprimanded us for saying that you've already talked about this. I haven't heard about this, and neither has Mitch or Sherry. Have you guys already told the story when
Mitch
we haven't been
Sherry,
on air?
Absolutely.
I've heard of it. I just don't remember the details.
Mitch and Sherry absolutely
okay,
heard
well,
of
I'm
it.
Not going to make you guys retell stories, so.
Good, because I don't want
to. Anyway, we didn't even go to the mermaid show this time.
No, we just
went down to...
We just went on the pontoon boat and hung out.
Yeah, nothing too super thrilling or exciting, just...
Precisely.
Out. Yeah.
And this week, everyone in Florida gets to see who gets the hurricane. Does John get the hurricane or do we get the hurricane?
Yeah, we have Hurricane Matthew coming up our way. And
last I read, I guess in South Carolina, where it's supposed to be getting the brunt of it, they're evacuating 1 million people. Did I read that right on Twitter earlier?
I don't know.
The governor said that she was going to be evacuating 1 million people from the coast.
It's predicted now that the cone is actually turning left inward towards Florida. So we're going to get probably just like a little bit of it.
Yeah. So everyone's all panicking. It's probably going to make landfall in South Carolina from what they're seeing. or Jacksonville.
Yeah. I put in the estimation as.
But
of
the
like
problem
8 o'clock.
With these estimations is that they shouldn't even have them because they change so much and they're always wrong.
They're like, updated like every 4 hours, and it's just like, oh God, what's happening?
There, yeah. Justin, who's in South Florida, says in South Florida, nowhere has water. Apparently, water sold out everywhere because it's always a panicky piece that they figure. Again, I don't understand people that before a hurricane or any natural disaster, but in Florida specifically, before a hurricane, everyone runs to the grocery store and they buy all this food and all this fucking stuff. And I'm like, it's fucking.
I was gonna say, you guys have tons of water around there. You're on a peninsula, rivers. Why would you buy bottled water?
It's not even that. People buy all this bottled water and supplies and 7 months worth of batteries. And listen, even during even during Andrew, the fucking worst hurricane that ever hit Florida, the power was only out for like 3 days in most places. It's also 2016. You don't need to stock up like the apocalypse is coming. I hate when people do that. Why just fucking open your faucet, drink water from there? The water's never been poisoned or anything. If you have to boil,
what if the pressure pumps electricity goes down?
So then you boil the water,
but no water's coming out.
No water always comes out. That's never happened.
You fill up your bathtub and you drink from that.
It's just oh yeah, gas stations run out of gas too. That's the other thing I don't get. What the fuck are you stocking up gas for? Do you think
the
hurricane? No. Do you think a hurricane is gonna come and destroy every gas station and you're not going to be able to get gas forever? That's not going to happen.
It could. You never know.
No,
that's why you need to prep for things, Royce.
Because I remember the last time that we had a really horrible hurricane here, I was with Royce and the gang, and we had plenty of gas. We were driving around looking for food. I think we ended up going to like this like mediocre Italian restaurant. All they had was like French bread pizzas. Hey, I remember, like, we were haggling for him.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't paying attention. We ended up getting more 7 years ago.
Yeah. But it doesn't, you know, it's like people overreact. And honestly, I am not fucking concerned about this fucking hurricane, not even a little bit. And I don't get people that are freaking out about it either because, dude, just get in your house and you'll be fine. You're going to be fine.
You know what it is that we have this cone of death put on us for a full week and we're just watching it inch by inch coming closer to you, and then you just start getting nervous because you're like, well, what if?
Yeah, it doesn't.
The thing is, like, once it hits the islands and landfall, it's going to break up, and then it's either going to dissipate or it's going to, like, turn its trajectory somewhere else.
I just don't think that, honestly, 90% of the country understands what it's like to be a Floridian. We're so fucking used to these hurricanes. There's
right.
No
that was
the
point I was about to make, and that like you guys are used to this. You guys are, you know, tropical people.
No, it's not even
we're used to that kind of shit.
It's not even
whereas you look at flatlander people, they're used to tornadoes.
Right.
People like me who live in you know, a mile up into the sky, we're used to snowstorms and blizzards. So
I think what people are all up in arms about is that this is a category 4.
So what?
And people remember Andrew, and we haven't had anything since.
Right. Okay. Andrew fucking
was on a scale from 1 to 3.
Andrew was a 5.
No, 1 to 5.
Andrew was a 5. This is a 4. And it should be a 3 by the time it's going up the coastline. So it is expected to downgrade. But I would say anything over a 3, like, you should probably just.
By the way, some
quick prep.
I am so not worried and so comfortable about the hurricane. I'm going to call it Hurricane Matt.
How about this, Royce? Can I pose a question with it?
Yeah, very laid back.
Can I pose a question to you Floridians real quick?
Yeah, fine, sure. But only
so you guys are used to it, and you know you're used to. You were saying earlier that you know the longest the power was out was 3 days.
Yeah.
What if the power was out for 2 weeks? What are you doing?
If the power's out for 2 weeks, then you fucking...
Yeah, let's just say just something catastrophic happened and they're not able to get, you know, workers in or supplies
or anything. But it doesn't
because, like, this, like, mutant army ant invasion happened and then it happens to attack every helicopter, you know, within
I don't like this. This is not even realistic.
I'm just saying...
I can chime in if you want.
Yeah, yeah, 2 weeks. So let's just say it happens, and you don't know what it's going to be for 2 weeks. At what day do you start doing shit like robbing people or going and, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I would like to hope certainly more than 2 weeks I could go before robbing somebody.
I would imagine that the water would at least dissipate after the first day or two, and then we can just go to my parents' house. They're like an hour away.
But what if it didn't,
though?
But what if it didn't? Then we would have bigger problems.
I'm giving you a hypothetical. Stop giving me realistic things. I'm trying to give you guys something that's completely unrealistic. What are you doing in that situation?
Well, Dutch, well, first off, my house, the house that I'm living in was built in the 50s. So it's all cement. It's all strong. And also it runs off of gas.
House runs off of gas.
Yep. All the appliances, the stove, everything is gas.
Electricity is gas powered.
No, natural not the gas. Electricity.
Natural gas.
That's crazy.
So like, let's say
like
I
Tesla
need to like
gas powered electric.
So if I need to like cook something up, I basically just turn on the gas and light a match on the stove, and then boom, I can like do whatever I want from that.
Right, but what do you do if the faucets don't work because the electricity's been on for 2 weeks and you're not getting any kind of running water?
I already have like bottles and stacks and stacks of water bottles, so that's not an issue.
Royce, this is the guy you're talking about.
No, I've always just had water in the house.
John's just a very thirsty fellow.
Or you just do what me and Sherry do, is you just brew your own beer and wine. So you can, Sherry and Word do, is you just brew your own beer and wine, so that I have 6 gallons of beer and we have 6 gallons of cider and she has like 40,000 bottles of wine bottled. We're good for more than 2 weeks.
Just,
what about food,
you
Mitch?
Imagine 5 days in, you guys are just drunk because nothing else to drink.
You'll be the easiest.
That's what they did in the old days when the water wasn't any good.
Yes. Right?
You'll be also, Dutch Brita makes a 4 gallon water cooler, and that's like already filtered water, and I already have on the ready. I already have 4 gallons of water.
You're good to go, but like you know, non survivor man Roycey Poo over there. You know, what are you doing after the fifth day when the electricity doesn't come back on? What are you doing?
I'm fifth day. I'm still fine. I think we would have enough food to last for a couple of weeks.
What about water?
And what about water? Water will be fine.
Yeah. What is it about the water, man? Seriously.
Because if the electricity goes down for longer than 3 days, their pumps don't have pressure to give you water from the city. Do you guys not know how like infrastructure and grids work?
I understand what you're saying, but what you're missing out is this is Florida. You could literally dig 2 feet and get water. Like, there's water everywhere here. I don't think you understand. Water's never been a concern for a Floridian. We are just there's lakes. We would never have an issue here. That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
At what point does your moral compass start to go down? Where you're
I don't know.
Nobody's going to see me rob the Rite Aid over here.
Well, again, I don't want to eat anything at a Rite Aid. That sounds disgusting. What am I going to get?
They have a lot of meds there.
What am I going to get? A 12-year-old fucking Detour bar or a fucking or all the meds? Dutch, don't you think all the meds will be? First off, let's be honest. After 3 days of no power, the meds are gone. So if you're telling me by day five,
first place
I don't have them. I don't have the meds. So it's not going to matter. You know, honestly,
so you just hunker down and do nothing.
No, the thing is that you find a commodity and you find something that you could provide to society to barter with. That's
what
you
don't
do.
You ever watch Walking Dead? Jesus.
Vagina. Yeah.
Well, I have a better question. I have a more realistic question.
Oh,
how long does your how long of a supply of your special medicine do you have?
Right. Before you go crazy.
I have.
Mitch, how long until your e-cig dies?
There you go.
Now, because the battery only lasts like a day.
No.
I'd have to start drinking the juice.
But the thing is,
I have
is that
200 ounces of like hookah shisha, so I'm good for my medical tobacco.
Yeah, but the thing is, for me, it's like I've been weeks off of it and never had a problem. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. You know, I would still be fine. Yep. You know,
Dutch, Royce is better than you.
Yeah,
shut
I am.
Up.
Thank you.
I just love he's not even going with the hypothetical. He's just shooting
hypothetically
down.
What
like,
I would
it's like
do
his
is
actual questions. Like it's supposed to be like fun little conversation, like a doomsday conversation. He's just going. No, we have water. No, it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen.
Hypothetically.
Your hypothetical isn't hypothetical enough. That's why.
Hypothetically, what I would do is, if I knew that there was no laws and no rules, is I would drive to Colorado and I would choke you until you died and go, remember when you asked for that question? This is now your payback. There you go. Satisfied?
Well, you would meet my riot-controlled shotgun that I got right next to the
oh,
bed.
Please. Five things.
Your riot-controlled
shotgun. That thing is lasting me through any zombie apocalypse.
Five days in, Dutch, you'll be so hammered I could take that shotgun out of your hand and hit you with it over the head.
At least.
So I don't start. I don't want to hear it.
You're very slow.
Riot control. Shut up.
He's actually.
Oh,
really
I'm good. Sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about?
No, he's not. He's very slow. I've seen his movements.
You are insane, Dutch.
He's not in fighting mode. Whenever you
I
see
could take you in, like you know that little hand slap thing where you put your hands on each other. You're dead. I'm killing you in that game every time.
That game is not indicative of whether you would survive a zombie apocalypse.
Think it is actually 100% the litmus test.
No.
Of doomsday survival.
It is not if indicative.
Gotcha. Here, Royce, do it right now.
I won't do it. I'm not playing your game. I will not lower myself. I will not. Sneak attack got you. Bam. Oh, you didn't see it coming. I nailed you.
I wasn't ready. That wasn't fair.
Oh, you were. That's exactly, Dutch.
I have camera pulled up.
Hey, apocalypse rules, man.
Exactly, Dutch.
There ain't no
rules, buddy. Sorry, man. There are no rules.
I have your camera up. It's not fair. You can see me. I can't see you.
Exactly. Dutch, you'll never see me coming, buddy. You'll never see me coming.
I can just see me doing the game. I can't see you.
Oh, I'll be fine.
See how fast I am? I just hit me on my own hand.
I'll walk You'll in. See me I know.
Coming on the nearest
I'll walk
table.
In. I know your dog. I know your dog. I know your dogs are retarded, so they're just gonna lick me, and I'll go inside.
So dumb. So stupid. He's the most lovable idiot ever. Hold on.
Where's that lovable idiot?
Big. Now, hold on.
How big is dude now? Dude is this husky that almost didn't make it when it was a little puppy.
Oh, he had a little tick on
and
his tail.
And he's so big now.
He got so sick, but now he's so
Look
big.
Look at him.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
He's a big boy now.
He has to be like, what, 40 pounds now?
How much does dude weigh?
Oh.
He's not listening.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
He just,
he's got to be at least 20 pounds voice. Per.
He's like 20, 25 pounds. No, he's like 30 pounds.
Control of dude, and dude's gonna just eat him.
If we're lucky, yeah.
Does dude still have the penis forehead, or is that grown?
It kind of grew out. It's like it's a very skinny looking penis at this point.
Hey, oh, now dude. You got him talking.
He's a talker. Like whenever I'm away for a week, like I was last week when I came home the other day, for like maybe two straight minutes, he was just like, "Oh my god." You're back! Oh my god, I missed you so much! And he's the most lovable little idiot.
Oh.
Love this little guy. Anyways.
So nobody saw the vice presidential debates?
No, I didn't see any of it.
Nope. I didn't either. I was just wondering if anybody did.
Here's the thing. Wasn't like one of the vice presidential candidates, isn't she like under investigation for like painting like a lawnmower or a tractor or something?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking. First off,
he's talking about Jill Stein. She was at the protests in
North
Dakota.
Yeah, but she's not a vice president.
Which that was for president.
Yeah, that's not the vice president. That's the Green Party candidate.
Yeah. The vice presidential debate. I'm not going to watch it. I said it on Facebook earlier. If I want to see two old men fight, I'll go to a Cracker Barrel on a Sunday and stand by a handicapped spot. Because I'm not going to fucking sit there. And have these two people that know nothing what it's like outside of their fucking politics talk down to me, you know?
Well, that's another thing, too, is that, like, with every one of these elections, you have, like, okay, you have, like, somebody who has not a whole lot of personality, has a running mate that has a ton of personality, and it'll switch. Like, remember, like, McCain had fucking Sarah Palin?
Oh, that's the reason he didn't become president, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he was doing so well.
But with Trump and Clinton, they're such big personalities. They had to get like just boring old white dudes to be there. So people would like actually look at them and go, oh, OK, they're serious political because this guy's so dull that, you know, they obviously have some sort of political thing behind it.
Well, the one with the blue tie looks like a woman.
they could be any other day they're wearing a blue tie, John. I have no idea.
That would be
about.
Mike Pence, Donald Trump's vice president.
Yeah, he looks like a woman.
Yeah, you got Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, and John thinks Mike Pence looks like an old lady.
Yeah, with like a nose job and really short hair.
He does have a petite nose.
I thought Kaine had burns all over his body.
No, no, that's the wrestler Kane. That's not the...
He's not running for vice president?
No, that's a different Kane. You would know that because if you saw in this picture, there would be fire behind him. That's okay, how you would know it would be the other Kane. No, 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 no. Wrong guy.
I thought it was the guy that God didn't love.
No, no, no. That's Cain and Abel. Those are the brothers.
Oh.
I think God loved both of them. I just think one was a dick and killed the other one, right?
So he's made of sugar.
No, that's a candy cane.
No, God was a piece of shit in that story. He said that he loved Abel more, and he told them both that. Which was
They were all right when they won their Grammy. They got nominated for a Grammy, right?
No, what? That's Milli Vanilli. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Saving Abel.
Oh, come on, dude. That's way too deep. Everything else was
fine. It was deep, and we were doing Cain, and yeah. I was thinking Cain still.
I liked how ridiculous it was. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, come on. Cain and Abel. Saving Abel.
We got it.
We weren't able to make the connection, John. You went too deep. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, but seriously, no one really cares about the vice presidency.
Kind of should though, because they run the Senate.
No, it doesn't matter. Everyone's garbage. This whole place is garbage.
I know, I have
lost faith in just everything. I just don't care anymore.
Me
like,
too, dude.
Like watching the presidential debate, you want to vomit. And what am I watching these two assholes who are just fucking diet presidents fucking yell at each other? I don't want to fucking hear that. I don't want to. That's what they are. Those guys every night pray to their God that the president dies. You know that's what they're doing. You know, they want the spotlight, and that's the reason that they do it. Or
is it, though, or are they doing like what like some, you know, career backup quarterbacks do, where it's like, I am here, I'm collecting a $5 million check every year to sit here with a clipboard and a backwards hat.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is?
Maybe I'll play at most one or two games if he strains a hammy.
The thing is, I would still rather have Michael Vick instead of these two assholes while he was fighting dogs.
Wow.
And it's just no one's sincere, and it's stupid, and everything's dumb. And I've become so bitter, dude. I've become so bitter. Like,
become.
I
met you that way.
No. Well, then I have become
that's
more.
That's what's drawn me to you. That's why I like you.
I've become even worse because I can't, dude. It's a literally. I remember we talked about it. Literally? Remember we talked about it like last election? We're like, oh, this is the. No. This. Is the most divided I've seen people. Like, there are brother against brother online civil wars happen. You know what I mean? Like, if you like Trump or you like Hillary, the extremes of these two people, I mean.
Dude, it happened just this last week. I was at my brother's son's 8th birthday.
African American.
Oh, no. We're going there now?
You said brother. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus. My brother Aaron, his son had his birthday two weekends ago.
Again?
And
it's just like last year.
One of my sisters, who leans a little more liberal, got into a fight with my brothers, who leans a little more conservative.
Was it
over the whole
Trump
it's
thing?
Exactly what you're talking about. Like, and it started getting heated where I had to stand between the two and said, "No political stuff at an 8-year-old's birthday."
Seriously.
And they were like, "Oh, okay."
Anybody that looks at this and doesn't say both of these guys are clowns, like, this is the first time I'm really mad at people, because anyone that's like devout Trump supporter or Hillary supporter, that you know how much bullshit you have to cover your eyes to say you want them to be president. Like,
oh, yeah.
And the thing is, dude, they're only voting because they hate the other guy. That's the only fucking reason.
Well, that's the only reason that's acceptable. If I hear people saying I'm supporting this person because I hate the other one that much more.
Right.
That's fine. Whatever. I mean, you should probably put that energy into, possibly getting a third party vote in there. All the libertarians need is a 13% vote. And then they forces them to be in the debates for next election cycle, which means it's not a wasted vote if you vote for Gary Johnson. Just saying.
Anyways, the funny thing about that, Dutch, is because to become president, you need 270 electoral votes. 270 electoral votes, right? If Gary Johnson wins New Mexico, neither one of them will become president. It will go to the Congress to vote the president in. Because if he wins New Mexico, neither one will be able, and they split the other states like the way they're supposed to, it would go to this. It would go to the. I think Congress then decides the president by voting.
Yeah, if that were the deciding factor, I mean, like Colorado's a swing state. Ohio's a swing state. So it all depends on if one gets one, one gets the other. So
Royce, has that ever happened in history, no, or is that just like how the law is?
That's what the law is. It's never actually happened, but that is what the law is.
It came close, I think, with Gore and Bush, but
yeah, but even still, because of the
came
recount.
Down to Florida, basically.
Not my president.
Not my problem.
Remember when Bush was the worst thing we were bitching about? Like, and when Obama, like, you know,
I miss him. I miss that big idiot.
I miss Obama and he hasn't left yet. Like, I can't. Like, dude, I've talked
about. Celebrate good Obama. Come on.
Oh, that button's going to have to get retired.
Obama.
Oh, no. I'm using it.
I can't. Man, I don't know, dude. Like, people are so militant about their following. Like, and all these sites, like, even like news sites or quote unquote blog sites have become militant. Like, BuzzFeed now is 100% Hillary. And not only that, the most bleeding heart liberal site that you could ever look at, they might as well just be wearing flowers in their hair and being a Woodstock. And then on the other side, Breitbart is basically a neo-Nazi site now. Like, it's become. Weird, dude. Like, I've never seen so many people either be over PC or blatantly racist at the same time. You know, it's weird.
It's we have to counterbalance the other one. As one goes more left, the other must go more right.
We are a ball of garbage.
Oh, I love garbage. Yep. Let's just be garbage.
Here's the thing, though. It's that, I mean, I think I might have said this before, but Colin Quinn said it in one of his shows, and the fact that America is headed towards a divorce, not, you know, South versus North, but blue states and red states. We're going to divide. And I think that this election just might do it with these two, like Royce, you were saying, clowns that are representing both of these parties, and how viscerally the hatred is coming out of both sides for the other side. It really is interesting. And I'm kind of glad I'm here to witness all of it. I really think I'm going to live and watch how the states just kind of crumble slowly.
Maul says, I miss Obama too. He was the first president to smoke weed.
Sorry.
He was the first president to smoke weed. That's not true at all. Bill Clinton was admitted that I did not inhale. Yeah. And number one, if you really want to go back to that, all the founding fathers smoke weed. All of them. Every one of them. The first, do you know that the very
based on what?
Based on, I'll explain.
Based on facts.
The very.
Based on what? An article written by High Times?
No, not at all, actually.
I've never heard that once ever in my life.
I'll explain. Wait,
there's articles in High Times?
I'm going to explain something to you.
I thought they only show pictures of airplanes.
The first draft of the Constitution. No, that's a different one.
Oh.
Oh, you broke Dutch.
Richard. See, Dutch. I'm actually more of a fan of the magazine Zoom.
Is it all about the boom, boom, boom?
Why couldn't you just let Mitch have his joke?
I was making sure my microphone was working.
Testing.
Oh, no, your microphone's working.
Testing. Is this thing still on?
The jokes are broken.
That is a great defense to a bomb. I like that. I'm going to use that from here on out. If you ever bomb. Sorry, I was just making sure my microphone was working.
I just want to remind you guys I'm still here.
Sorry, Royce, what was this inaccurate thing you read once when you were in high school? What was this again?
Actually, I was watching a documentary. The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were written on hemp paper. And before the rope industry and the cotton gin and all that, hemp is what they used to make everything with. So everybody smoked weed. And they smoked hemp. Benjamin Franklin for sure did. He did a lot of other stuff. That guy was fucking French horse. Dude, none of the founding fathers were clean. And remember, back then, marijuana wasn't illegal, so it's not like they were doing something illegal. Marijuana didn't become illegal till 1913. You know what I mean? So why wouldn't they? You know, they had plenty of it. It was there, and people knew what to do with it.
The whole thing got illegalized. It was a huge push from, I think, William Randolph Hearst. Because he was, you know, he was one of the early owners of like newspapers, and they were using their like regular pulp material. And at the time, there was a shitload of they were using hemp for like a lot of paper, like you were saying, for a lot of rope and whatnot. And so for his own for his own, you know, financial gain, he started printing articles about how people were going crazy on, you know, marijuana slash hemp, and how bad it was or whatever. And the frenzy got so bad that they basically legalized it. And then it's as if like the people who like, you know, Blu-ray over, you know, HD DVD, where like if people from Blu-ray just like put it on an article, it says if you watch HD DVD, it
you're
means
gay.
You're gay and you rape children. That using this medium makes you go crazy and rape white people. It's the same fucking thing.
You know, it's funny. It's funny.
Then people were too stupid to look it up. So
it's funny you said that because not this weekend, but the weekend before, we actually watched Reefer Mania. Like the anti, we actually
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. Sorry, we actually found out the name of the guy who made it, and he made a bunch of other propaganda films at the same time. And dude, that movie, every time they smoked weed, they were you'll go to sleep with a colored person. Like, yeah, it was bad.
Mostly
dude.
About not being gay and staying within your own color.
Like he made the videos against homosexuals, all that stuff. What was his name?
There you go. Yeah, Marie, you just posted a picture of that. Like those are the things they would put out in the newspaper. And it was purely a financial thing, because basically it was at a crossroads of what do we use for paper? What do we use for rope? What do we use? Like, what is the medium? And, you know, he had a huge backing with like the tree and like the pulp type companies, where another like up and coming companies had, you know, stuff with hemp, which was a lot more durable, a lot cheaper to make, a lot easier to grow. And so he was like, hey, I already have control of the papers. Let me just do this so it'll sway the politicians, or it'll sway the people to convince the politicians to make it illegal.
Right.
It's crazy. And the thing is, everybody knows that now, but for some reason, 48 states still have this illegal.
Yeah, I mean, the history of it's like it was in 1915 they made it illegal for a while, then they became legal again. Then in 1937 or
32? I think it's
37. Okay. In 1937, there was a Marijuana Tax Act. The Marijuana Tax Act of 37 effectively made possession or transfer of marijuana legal throughout the United States under federal law, excluding medical and industrial uses, through imposition of excess tax on all sales of hemp, annual fee, whatever. The American Medical Association opposed the act because the tax was imposed on physicians prescribing cannabis. That's right. But a lot of people know this, but before 1930, doctors were prescribing pot to people for problems. It's not a
new. They were also prescribing cigarettes to clear up, you know.
Hold on. And whiskey.
How are you gonna,
for children to go to sleep?
How are you going to cure women's hysteria during their menstrual cycle?
Yeah, Dutch. What if I'm with a woman who's a hysteric prone fancy? Then I want. What am I going to do?
I mean, I guess you're just going to have to bring us to orgasm to calm us down. That was a remedy too.
That ain't going
to
happen.
Apparently, it was DuPont.
Gentlemen, have you ever had your woman get all frisky and kind of bitchy during the month? Well, we have one thing for you: hemp.
The company DuPont men many industrial.
It calms these trollops down like a gopher trying to get back inside of its hole. Speaking of hole, you can put it in all their holes when they're on hemp.
The company DuPont, and many industrial historians dispute a link between nylon and hemp. They argue that the reason for developing nylon was to produce a fiber that could compete with silk and rayon. Dude, but we did a lot of fucked up things. Like, I was watching. Also, like with prohibition with alcohol, like there was this one dude who was really, really big on it. And he basically, when they did prohibition, they used to use ethanol for trucks, which you could drink, you know, like straight ethanol. But he added an additive that made it poison. So a bunch of people just started dying because they were drinking it.
And oh, jeez.
All because he was like a big, you know, anti. He was a big prohibition guy.
Yeah, the guy who lobbied for prohibition was such a fucking bully that after he won prohibition, then he started making other ways to drink alcohol poisonous.
Impossible, yeah.
So like nail polish remover and like you said, ethanol, anything that might have contained alcohol, he put poison in it so that if people drank it, they would die. But then people were already doing it and just one day it became poisonous and so people started dying. Because they didn't really clearly explain, hey, the ingredients changed on you, and now it's going to kill you.
And by the way, for all the fucking people that act like Reagan was like this fucking superhero, Reagan is a big reason why a lot of people spend 40 and 50 years in jail for weed.
How dare you?
Yeah, he was losing his mind towards the end.
I haven't lost my foot at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fucking crazy. Basically, a few years after they decided that black people were people and they weren't slaves, then they decided that pot was illegal. Because we make a lot of great decisions. Wow, you know what? When you really think about it, when you go outside of the history books, we're a fucking shitty country. And we've done some shitty things.
Yes and no. If you look at just us, just as a micro, you know, cosm from where we came from and where we are now, yes.
Where but did we go? Where did we come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
But if you look at the broad scope of every other country that has been brought up from, you know, its inception to where it is now in the modern age, we're a lot better than some of the... Do you understand that in Australia, they were still killing black people 40 years ago?
Dutch, I do
not... Aborigines were getting slaughtered 40 years ago.
Dutch, I do not disagree with you. I'm not saying that we were the worst by any means. Here's what I'm saying is, though, the people that are super proud of this country are way too proud of it because of all... Considering all the shit that we've done, if that makes sense. Like, we bang our chest and talk about how shitty the things other countries do, but if someone says, yeah, but, you know, you guys had slaves. Yeah, no talk, that was a long time ago. Remember...
And let's not forget that we tried to kill off all the Indians when we got here.
Dutch, not many years ago... Not many years ago, they were fire-hosing and releasing German shepherds on black people because they wanted to get some learning at the wrong school. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And trust me,
you're saying.
I'm not a big... You know me, and I'm not a big step on the flag, fuck the country, not at all. But my point is, I'm also not, yeah, fuck, yeah, America, yeah, the USA.
Let's just all do our business.
It's not the country. It's people are shitty.
Yeah, no,
just human nature in general is shitty. Dude, in the 40s, which was, how many years ago was the 40s?
Enough.
70.
70 years ago, Jews weren't people in the country of Germany and the good chunk of Europe. That's not a country thing. That's just people.
Yeah.
So, like, I think just humans in general, we're a shitty human. We're just not a good group.
But, Dutch, when you get people together, they become worse and a mob. At least on an individual level, you can reason with people one-on-one. The more you can group people together, like, say, as a nation, shitty people get scared.
It all goes back to what we were talking about with this. It's like, you know, the fucking Trump people. Send the Mexicans back on a catapult over a wall. It's like, fucking calm down. Do you get? But then again, you have the super bleeding heart liberal.
I would love to see an actual catapult.
How crazy!
Just the logistics of building enough catapults to launch all the Mexicans
upgrade to a
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. Trench bucket. Because then you get a nice sitting area. And you shoot him over. Look, Dutch, you don't got to be really far.
It's going to be huge.
You don't got to be really far. It's a great idea. Throw Mexicans over a wall. I thought of it. I'm so brave. Just shooting them over the wall. And look, he's not brutal, Dutch. There's going to be a swimming pool for them to fall in on the other side that they're going to build with their money, obviously.
Exactly.
Again, but then you have the other side where it's like, did you just assume my gender? My gender is 754. That's my gender now. No, you can't do that. You know what I mean?
That's like, just a number.
A robot 754.
I saw somebody. I could identify as a robot. Somebody on Tumblr.
754.
Somebody on Tumblr posted a picture of them where it said male or female. It was on an insurance form for the doctor. Where it said male or female, they put a line through it, and they wrote gender fluid. And then someone in the comments pointed something out. He goes, I understand you want to make a point, but this is your doctor, and they need to know if you're a man or a woman because there's different risks depending on what you are. You know what I mean? Like, right. If you're a man, you could get heart disease. You know, if you're a woman, you should probably get checked for HPV. You know what I mean? Like, You can't make your stand there.
It's a biological thing. Yeah, exactly.
Doctors don't give a shit. They just need to know what chromosome you are.
You know what, though? I would beg to argue that if a doctor can't figure out if you're a man or a woman, they're not a very good doctor.
No. I understand what you're saying. I do, but it also varies the way an insurance covers you and how much you pay. Like, don't make your stand there. Look, you could be. I'm a big libertarian, so you do whatever you want. Call yourself whatever you want.
If I
want
to be a man and have pregnancy coverage, yeah, I should be able to pay for it.
Do whatever you want. I don't care. The part where you lose me though is when you
when I play hide and seek.
The part where you lose me.
Go ahead.
So stupid. Go ahead, Royce.
The part where you lose me is when you can't make science tell you.
Marco.
Polo. Yeah, we got a fish out of the water.
Sorry, babe. Continue.
No, I forgot already. Sorry. It's all right.
Aww.
No, I forgot. I had a point. Now
that made me happy.
Something about man and woman and healthcare insurance.
Don't worry about it. My point's gone. So it's cool.
Okay. Was it worth it?
Was what worth it?
Was for me.
Okay. I was going to say the joke. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Sorry. Yeah, you had a point.
Yeah, I did. I just forgot what it was.
Okay. But yeah. The doctor can't tell if you're a man or a woman and then overwrite the paperwork after he's done seeing you. Like, you can put all you want, but he can still cross it off and then, no, this is really a woman.
Like, well, that's the thing with most liberals. Like, they lose focus as to, like, what's the point of that whole thing? Like, if you're doing a job interview and you don't want them to discriminate against you, that's one thing. But you it's your doctor. Like, how stupid do you have to be to not understand, like, every form you fill out, it's not just a choice you can put in there. Like, some people need to know these things. You can't just put in, you know, if you were filing for your taxes, let's say, and, oh, I'm married, I'm not married, or, I don't know if we're married just yet, even though legally we are, but I feel like we're separated because she's moody today. You can't do that. They're going to fucking audit you.
Yeah, they'll fuck your day up royally.
So does a man who identifies as a woman or maybe goes through a surgery to become a woman.
Yes, you're talking to one right now.
Right. So do you still have
to
do
it all along?
Do you still have to get prostate exams, or since you now identify as a woman, are they no longer necessary?
Do they scoop out your prostate?
But you identify. You identify as a woman, therefore you are a woman.
You no longer have the genitalia.
You don't need a prostate exam, right? Mm-hmm. Or do you now have to go get like pap smears and mammograms and shit? Because you identify as?
How does that work with insurance plans? Because I know if you're a male or female, that does change what your premium is. Especially if if you're a female and you can have kids, you have a higher whatever. So if if you can just identify, like, how do insurance companies go through this? Do they, if somebody were to cross out and say, I am gender neutral, or what was the phrase again, Royce?
It's got to be a complete
gender fluid.
Are they saying, we're not going to cover you because you're an asshole?
Well, Dutch,
like,
hold on.
Do they have the right to say that? I feel like they do.
Dutch, hold on. But we have a video here of somebody explaining why we should, what all the genders are. Okay.
Good morning, lovely viewers. I am not going to call you easily offended millennials in this video, because this video is about not caring about who you offend, just by being you. A lot of people try to tell me that my gender is not real, or I'm not really trans, whatever that means, because of how
she's
I'm
a girl,
dressed.
Clearly, with a shorter haircut.
She's a cute. She's cute too.
I'll
okay, so she's a woman.
Yeah.
Now, who is this person, and why are we playing this video?
Milo Stewart. It was all over the place. It was about. You'll see. It's pretty
much. Well, I'm just.
Can you give me?
Okay,
never mind. Go ahead.
Milo Stewart. She does a blog. I don't know who she is normally. She's just.
I was gonna say, does it require any kind of setup or just watch?
Just watch.
And because of how I identify myself and how I express my gender, but let me tell you. People who try to tell you that you being you is wrong do not know what they're talking about.
Well, hold on. you being you is not wrong. You could be whatever it is you want to be. It's you telling me that I have to change because of your world. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it always bothers me.
You know what I'm getting? You know what is annoying me more? This is her fifth take delivery.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, she screwed up several times. She wants to do it all in one shot. And she screwed up, and she has, like, she probably wrote down, like, the highlights of what, you know what I mean? Like, she put down, like, okay, footnotes of the points she wants to hit. And then she starts talking, and she fumbles up, and she's like, maybe I should just write out the full sentence and just look at it and know exactly how. And this is her fifth fucking time going through it. Listen to her.
Transgenderism enforces gender stereotypes. When I see people saying you have to dress this way or behave this way to be trans,
nobody says that.
Where is she getting all these facts from?
She has an idea of what she thinks people think, but nobody's ever actually said to her because she's a nobody.
Oh my God.
I see. Just like you and I are nobodies. Enforcing gender stereotypes. That's why it's completely okay to express yourself and be yourself however that means to you. There is no right or wrong way to experience a gender. That is because we all experience gender in a different way, even though we may use similar or the same labels. What we perceive each gender to be.
That doesn't even mean anything. She said a lot of words that meant nothing at all.
It was just, yeah, it was just, this makes a sentence complete, but none of it made sense.
It sounds like,
now, hold on.
It sounds like somebody.
Does she identify as a man?
I don't know. She sounds like somebody threw Tumblr in a dryer and just let spit out words.
B is entirely based off of what culture we're raised in, what male or female or gender nonconforming figures we have in our lives.
Gender nonconforming kind of gets me. Like, why do you want to be nothing? I don't get it. Maybe I just don't understand it. Maybe it's because I still realize that we're not that far off from animals. You know what I mean?
I just don't understand. There are physical things about your body, breasts, balls, penis, vagina. You can call yourself any name you want, but at some point we're going to have to get to the bare bones of what utilitarian tools on your body do you have right now?
Here's what I think the crux of the majority of this is. People are confusing gender with sexuality. And I think we're getting to a place in the future, and I think this is good. I think it's okay that, I would have no problem with, just people just dropping whatever sexuality is there. You know, there's no such thing as gay, straight, bi, whatever. Everybody just fucks everybody. And who you fuck is who you fuck and whatever. But people are confusing that with what gender is. And it's like, it's not a gay straight issue. It's not a bisexual whatever issue. It's not argument that they want to make into actual genders. And that's not fair.
It's what parts do you have and then how you choose to use them.
Exactly.
How you choose to use them, no one should give a shit, and you should be able to do what you want. But exactly. Sometimes doctors and, like you said, insurance companies or your driver's license for identification purposes might need to know what parts you have so we can identify you and treat you as such when you are in trouble or you need help.
Again, right. Dutch, I'll go back and give you credit to what you were saying before. We are fucking spoiled as a country. Do you know how fucking good we have to have it for this to be the things we're complaining about when other countries, women are getting their clits cut off?
Oh, yeah. So they're throwing gays off of the top of buildings.
Yeah, just killing them.
So here's my question.
Street.
Yeah. When a gender nonconformist goes to a hospital, like they're in a coma or whatever, they don't have any identification. For a man, it's a John Doe. For a woman, it's a Jane Doe. What is someone that doesn't conform to a gender?
Well,
what do they call them?
If they're unconscious, then they can't complain that they're non-gender specific, so they're going to get treated by their body parts. Again, doctors can figure out if you're a man or a woman, or if you had surgery.
76 genders.
Gene. Yeah.
Even though there's
Gene could go for guy or like girl, so Gene Doe is the one you go with.
It's like math. Sometimes there is a right answer and a wrong answer, and we could solve the problem and figure it out. You can have opinions on what color shade of red you think red looks like. That's fine. But we're going to fucking figure it out one way, shape, or form, and let's not do it the intrusive way. Let's just answer the right bubble on the form.
She says right. There's 76 genders.
76 genders.
Are we
even
still playing
this? There are probably more like millions of gender.
Uh-oh, retard alert.
Someone put that in there.
Last.
That was funny. Yeah, she says there's 76 genders.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
There is not 76 genders.
No,
there's
one.
There's two. If we're talking scientifically, there's two genders. And then if you want to switch it around and, you know, do whatever you want, sure. But I think, like I said, everybody's confusing sexuality with gender, and that's not the case. And if you're going to fight that battle, let's pick which one we're fucking fighting.
I saw an argument on Facebook where these really, really, really liberal, bleeding heart women were saying that ladies drink free night is bad for women because it encourages women to get drunk and make bad decisions and be raped.
I think it's completely sexist.
I know.
I want a dude bro night.
Do you really, though? No, you don't.
Are you kidding me? Remember how much fun dude bro night would be? Dude, that's a whole bunch of guys who are just like Gronkowski fans showing up. That'd be great.
That sounds like a very horrible night.
The reason why women's night exists is because if it were the other way around, the club would close.
That's right. I'm John Taffer. I invented ladies' night.
Because if men were drunk and women had to pay for their drinks, they wouldn't fucking show up.
Well, according to Jezebel, free drinks and ladies' night is the whole thing sexist.
Yes, it is. It's very sexist, and it fucking works.
But it's not a bad thing, though. Yes, sexist, bad, no.
So, okay, let me get this.
Things that are sexist, then they're perfectly fine, and if it makes an establishment money, then they should be able to do it.
If it were,
but isn't there a baser part of our instinct that men still need to be do men and do like instinctual men things, and women do the same thing? Like, I understand what you're saying that we become evolved, but we're still instinct. We still have instincts, you know, like to mate and to procreate, and you can't just ignore that because you don't want your feelings hurt. Like, that's the stuff that gets weird. Look, I don't care what you call yourself. I don't. For example, you want to cut your dick off and be good. Hey, do it. Go ahead. If it makes you happy, be happy. I'm not going to criticize you. I don't care. But as long as you go into it knowing facts, 40% of people that have sex change operations, 40% regret it. It's a big number, you know, and that's not something
kind of like. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's not something you go back from, you know.
Well, I mean, you can, but it's not.
No, you can't. There's literally no way to go back.
They can't resurgically put it back?
No, they can't. The way they cut it and remove your testicles, you can't ever have testicles again. They're gone. And they split your penis in half and push it and turn it inside.
Well, the
amount of pushing with, you know, because that's very sensitive and thin membrane and
again,
or muscle.
I am not saying it.
A lot of veins.
I am not saying
really catch all that shit.
So many veins.
It's like fucking.
I'm not
like an edge sketch.
I'm not saying do what you want. I don't fucking care. I don't really bother me. But what I don't want to hear is that number one, if the wrong pronoun, I think that's what they say. If I call you a him instead of a her, at what point do you have to give me a break? You know,
hold on, real quick. Before you go on a rant, have you ever actually, I mean, I know we all see it on social media, and I know we've heard the stories online. Have you guys ever actually dealt with anyone who is that much of an asshole yet in your life?
Not face to face. I have on social media. Yes.
Right. I'm talking about, has anybody met someone who corrected them for saying the wrong noun or pronoun?
Yes.
Like that type of a liberal asshole.
No, I have not been corrected.
No, I can't.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I don't think it's as prevalent as people think it is, because these minority groups have the loudest voices on social media because they feel like they need to be heard, so they're the ones making the biggest amount of noise. So it feels like it's a lot more prevalent than what it actually is, which I think maybe 1% of the country actually feels that way. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, but that's still half the country.
I said 1%.
No, bullshit. That's more than that. There's no fucking way. 1% of the country. I'm sorry.
That's my honest opinion, because I haven't met a single person.
Here's the difference, though. I tell you what.
Stupid.
I guarantee you, though. Here's the thing, Dutch. Number one.
And I travel everywhere.
You might travel everywhere, but you travel to Dayton, Ohio. You're not traveling to.
That's one of very many places I've traveled to, Royce. That's why I said I travel everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Fucking places that need sprinklers. But my point is, you go to a college town or stuff like that, I guarantee you this happens a lot. I know it happens a lot because we read the stories all the time at universities where actual university professed people have to say, you're not allowed to use these words. You're not allowed to dress this way on Halloween. You're not allowed to do this. That's right. Not the internet. Those are colleges, and that's a lot. Not just one or two, a lot of colleges.
Okay, well, think about the
so that's not 1%. That's not 1%.
Listen to me. No, that is exactly 1%.
I'm talking think the United States. Hold on. Talking the United States.
Out of this university, dude. No.
Talking the United States, not the world.
Make my point.
No, I'm talking the United States, not the world. Number one, the world.
Do the math on your own. How many people go to? How many people live in the U.S.? How many people go to universities? And how many of those major universities actually have this issue? You're coming down to maybe four.
I guarantee you, it's more than four.
That has.
I do all the prep for Hippo Juice, and I see university.
800 people of those 8,000 students do it, and it's that you minus that from, let's say, 300
Dutch
G1
schools. Dutch,
I'm right. You're wrong.
Listen to me. Listen to my point for a second.
It's some huge problem, and it's not.
Let's say it's 800 people. The problem is, if it's 800 people out of 10,000 people in the college, those 800 people, the minority, are making colleges change the rules for the other 10,000 people. It's not the amount of people. I let you talk. It's not the amount. I'm not done.
Same thing I said.
I am not done. It's got to be more than 1%, Dutch. There's no way. There was more than 1%.
Did you not hear what I said earlier? Royce, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep talking over you. I apologize. But my point is we're allowing the 1% to change shit. I said that earlier. You're making my point. I said that. I said we should, as a group, basically say this little small group that has the loudest voice shouldn't dictate how the rest of us think. That was my whole point of bringing that whole thing up.
He walked away.
Did he not get it?
No, he was trying to talk and you kept talking over him. And so you guys were just talking over each other.
He just made my point. That was the whole point I was trying to make.
That you wanted to talk over each other?
Dutch, we're on Skype. We can't talk over each other. I know you're mad, but you can't just fucking in the middle of my conversation talk over me. Let me finish. You could disagree. I'm not even mad that you're disagreeing with me. I'm mad that people want to listen to us not speak over each other on Skype, dude.
Here's the thing. You took your headphones off. You and I are both agreeing on the same thing.
No, we're not. My point is, let me finish. It's not just 1% of people, Dutch. Let me fucking finish! Holy crap, I haven't hit one period yet. What I'm saying is that the Bernie Sanders supporters are more than 1% of the people in this country, and all of them say that stuff. You've seen videos at rallies where they do it to people in their faces. There's colleges where they ban any sort of bunch of college, not one or two, 15, 20, 30, I'm counting, that ban any speakers that aren't 100% liberal. If they're conservative in any way, they ban them. They call it hate speech. They yell at speakers on stage. That's more than 1%. Dutch, I wish if it was 1%. If it was 1%, you wouldn't hear it. It's way more than 1% at this point. What happens is all those kids that grew up thinking that they didn't have to win a trophy, you know, to fucking do anything in life. Now they think they could do whatever they want.
We're talking about the same thing. We both hate these people, so you don't have to sit there and describe that person to me.
But saying that it's 1% is wrong. You're grossly misunderstood.
Well, maybe 7%. Whatever. My point is, it is a minority of the population. 1%, whatever. Grossly under. The entire point that I was trying to make was the minority is changing the way that this country is doing things, and it's stupid. So you and I are both saying the exact same thing, right?
I 100% agree that it's the minority, but to say it's only even 7%, I'm thinking at least maybe me and you live in different worlds. But in my world, it's way more. And I'm not just talking about, no. You asked me a very small question, which was, has anyone ever corrected you? No, no, they haven't. But that doesn't mean that I don't, that there's not people that talk about it in front of me, not people that call people that don't do it disgusting in front of me. I hear it all the time. Places that I go to, parties that I go to, I hear it all the time.
Hold on, hold on. Okay, then I think you might have mischaracterized the reason why I brought that up. My point, the only reason why I said, have you guys ever talked about that? Because my only reason for bringing that up is there's not enough of them to change the majority. Because you and I haven't actually met these people. So it's clearly a fraction of the population that has this asshole way of thinking, like the girl in that zebra striped shirt thinks and feels.
Here it is, Dutch.
And my thing is that I think we should start – the whole reason why I brought it up is I don't think it's as big of a problem, and I don't think the whole country is shifting because this group of assholes – maybe let's just say it's 15% of the population feels that way. That's not enough. They shouldn't be allowed to be that loud and proud about being an asshole.
And how do you stop it? Because they're changing laws. They're changing rules.
Be louder
rules.
Than they are.
I know, but every time you're louder than they are, you get called a white supremacist, or you get called racist, or you get called someone who's a misogynist. Like, that's the thing. They use all the, or a rapist. Like, dude, they. They
You want to know what I, you know what I say to that stuff? Like, whenever that kind of stuff comes up, whenever I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right. I apologize. I'm a straight white male. I wasn't allowed to have an opinion. I'm sorry for saying anything.
Dutch, I literally saw Mike Mersch have a fight with somebody on Facebook because, look, whether you want to admit it or not, I'm not picking sides, but the fact of it is that a lot of the migrants are causing a lot of rapes in the countries that they're being let into, period. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's a fact, you know?
They get horny, too.
That's what's happening. The migrants are basically doing that. And then I had to fight with this guy because this guy was saying something like showing us statistics. Like, oh, no, in Sweden, the rape rate's only this. In America, it's this. I'm like, dude, first off, you're showing me a Wikipedia article from 2014. Secondly, why are you defending rapists so hard? And here's why. Because you if you're a super hardcore liberal, you have to be pro the immigrants. So even if the immigrants are raping people in the country and fucking them up, you still have to go, they're innocent and then they're great. But dude, it's fucking happening all the fucking time. You see it in Germany now too, where a mayor of a town in Germany was telling women, well, they need to dress differently and stay a foot away from any Arab men. Dude, what the fuck, you know?
Did you also see the other story in a different town in Germany where they basically said, we're profiling now?
Oh, that's
what
I know.
We're doing. I'm not having this shit happen. And like the mayor condoned it. Like it's really strange how in the same country you kind of have that kind of stuff. And that kind of made me think, like, could you imagine, like, if let's just say they had like an influx flood of immigrants from Syria, you know, put a group of them in L.A., put a group of them in like Detroit, and put a group of them like in Houston. Imagine like which ones would, you know, have the shit locked down a lot quicker. And that's exactly what's going on in Germany.
No, and it's pretty bad though, man. Like the shit that they look. I know it sucks because you don't want to characterize all the immigrants by what the shitty ones do, because there's a lot of them that are probably fine, that work hard, that aren't any problem. You know what I mean? But it's fucking tough. You know, like as far as letting them in here, I've gone back and forth in that. Yeah, I think we should open our doors and this and that. But then when you start hearing, are we going to give them money though? Are we going to give them food? Like, it's like, well, wait a second.
Not my money.
There's people, there's fucking veterans that are starving, that are homeless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, and I know that's a dumb thing to say because it's the world you live in, bro. I get it. But the money that we pay in taxes is allocated for U.S. citizens. Am I supposed to be anyway? You know?
Here's the thing is that just because they allowed their country to go to shit because they didn't elect the correct people to be in charge doesn't mean we have to pay for it. That's how I look at it.
Well, to be
I think that if we pay for the immigrants, we should be able to buy the country.
To be fair, we did a lot of bombing over there too, reckless shitty bombing. But whatever.
Not in Syria.
Huh? We
haven't bombed anything in Syria until recently.
That you know.
Because of the ISIS thing.
That you know.
And that's where the majority of all the immigrants are coming from. We haven't attacked Syria ever.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just as cool as we've gotten, like technology wise, and and all the fucking cool TV shows and all these awesome things that we have, like, it'll never get perfect ever. I mean, it'll, and you know, even still, like you said, because I've always said, oh, religion, yeah, religion's a part of it. But even without religion, I still think we would all be shitty to each other because we're just shitty, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now fucking everyone's worried about Putin nuking us. You know, that's the other thing. Cause
Putin!
Yeah, I mean,
Putin! He would never do that.
No,
he's smarter than that, right?
Dude, who knows?
He is kind of weird in that, like, he just went to, you know, where's Dennis from?
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
He just went to Ukraine. Imagine, like, Ukraine's Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, just that Boner Peninsula that of Ukraine that just sticks out. He just went one day and went, this is Russia now. What are you going to do about it? And just stood there with his pants down.
Yep.
And just waved it in front of every other country in the world. And nobody did anything. We're like, well, okay, I guess that's...
Dude, he kills Russia journalists. Now. He kills journalists, like straight Putin up kills them.
Yeah, he has literally had dissenters killed in front of his office.
Yeah, he kills them.
Dude, are we shocked, though? Because Russia is another planet. I mean, just because they're white doesn't mean they're anything like us. Like, they're the... There's nothing that anybody in a world has in common with a Russian.
Man,
I knew one once back in the day, and he was insane. He was completely insane. Remember that story I told you guys, like back when I was doing the whole ecstasy thing?
Mm.
With that guy, Ivan was his name, which I don't know why everybody's named Ivan in that country, but this guy happened to be.
Spelled with an H. They have a lot of H's in their names.
Yeah. His name is Ivan for this story. I know his actual name, and his actual name is Sergio. But Ivan, he just, you know, went in one day. You know, we were like doing a just, okay, we're going to this house. We're going to pick up, you know, a bunch of pills of ecstasy. We're going to come with the cash. And he comes running out with his fists bloody. And I'm driving the car, and he's screaming, drive, drive, drive. And I'm like, Sergio, Ivan, what the fuck happened? Just fucking drive. And he had that dead look in his face. I don't know what he did in there. I don't know if a person survived or anything. All I know is he came in with both fists completely bloodied up. And that's when I stopped doing drugs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're fucking all again. And we're dude.
Russians, man.
We have the guy from The Apprentice running for president. And the guy and the woman who let her her presidential husband fuck every intern running. Like. You know what that is? That's basic. Listen, Kanye was joking, but do you really, at this point, I could see a Kanye versus a Ted Nugent election in the next few years. Why not? Why the fuck not? Who cares?
Yeezy 2020.
Who? By the way, Kanye was robbed in Paris, or fucking at least Kim was robbed in Paris.
Niggas in Paris.
Yep.
Was he actually robbed, or was it more of like his a Ryan was. Lochte? Can we say that for after the break?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds like entertainment news.
Let's go to break. Okay.
Take it away, Frank.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
The Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want, because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Oh.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie, birdie.
To the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
A atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Who is it, Cartman? I started watching Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes, Paladin Butters. Are you enjoying it?
Well, it's pretty good, I guess. But have you ever noticed that almost every time they show a guy's wiener, that guy's character is gay?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that they have a lot of girls' boobs and vaginas and stuff, but most times they show a man's wiener, it's because that guy's in a love scene with another guy. You think it's because gay wieners are less threatening to women viewers?
I believe you might be missing the greater point of the show, Paladin Butters.
Yeah, I know. Winter is coming and there's dragons and zombies on the way. I'm pretty excited for that. Just could do with a little less gay wieners, all.
So many people don't think with logic. He betrayed us. And now we must out Game of Thrones him by making powerful alliances.
Oh, don't even get me started. I keep watching that show and I'm still waiting for the darn dragons to show up and kick everyone's butt. But all I get is wiener, wiener, wiener. It's not all gay wiener, but when they do show a straight guy's wiener, it's all soft and floppy. Even though he just got done humping a pretty girl. Why is that? Because a soft wiener isn't threatened. Just like a gay wiener.
Butters, you seem to be somewhat obsessed with wieners.
I'm obsessed with wieners? What about HBO?
So
second hour or second last half hour of Dutch and Royce. We went a little long in that first break. MoreLikeRadio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. You can check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on Twitter. Do they have that? Because they have been recently doing that whole Twitter live thing where they've been playing NFL games. They even had the debates live on Twitter. Is there any way we can get in on that deal?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't used Twitter. I haven't really barely used Twitter anymore.
Twitter is on the downturn of social media, and Instagram, Tumblr, and Snapchat are still on the rise.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Instagram is like number two to Facebook now, and Snapchat is creeping, creep. And Twitter's like everyone trying to yell at the same time and no one's listening.
Okay. So as soon as good we analogy. Get a good stream on any of these up and coming sites, what's MySpace doing these days?
I don't know.
We'll have a feed on there because we're whores and we like to put our feet everywhere.
If Twitter were real life, it would be like if you bought a ticket general admission style to the biggest concert slash talk slash convention slash political rally, and everyone's talking all at once, and therefore you hear none of it. That's what Twitter feels like. Mm. They have no filter, no algorithm. It's just a constant stream of yelling of however many people you've allowed to yell at you. It's really difficult to get any traction if you're not a famous person. And famous people, or at least people that have the verified Twitter account trademark, like they can filter out nonsense and only listen to other verified people. So like no one's listening to you except for companies that don't want to be bashed. Twitter is a public forum for bashing companies that have disappointed you.
Yeah, I tweeted out the other day, I forget what it was. I'm like, what are the people in the T-Mobile ads jumping to about from for like, you know, that kind of thing. And they responded back to me and said, well, we're jumping because our service is yada, yada, yada. I'm like, oh, my God, you saw that? It was weird.
Yeah, they have people in companies that are there looking to see if people are talking
about
them.
That's their entire job, right?
And it's weird because when a lot of people talk to me about commercials or joke from like make a meme from a commercial, I'm like, I really forget how little I watch TV commercials. I don't watch them. Like, I don't get the references. Like, because, you know, either I download stuff or you DVR shit. Like, I don't know how are stations making money?
Well, there's still quite a few people who are either too poor or don't want to pay for
even poor people
kind of like
have,
you guys
even,
pay for like cables or any of that kind of stuff or even like internet. And then, you know, because basically that, you know, radio and, you know, the majority of not majority, but the you know, the big five channels, you can still get for free if you have an antenna on your TV. So,
well, one of those digital ones. Yeah.
Right. Right.
We had access to a place that had cable TV this weekend, and I have to admit, I was actually pretty impressed with most of the commercials I was seeing. Like, the quality of commercials has gone up since we've cut our cable. Like, certain things I'm like, okay, that's clever, or that was, I guess, quasi-humorous, good for you. You know, I've been so disassociated from TV for that long. I was like, oh man, people are actually like trying now.
Yeah, the only commercials I ever really see now are like during live sports or something. But besides that,
yeah, right.
I'm not, I just, there's no need. And again, Netflix spoils you too, you know?
Right.
Oh my God, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is so good. We're like 4 or 5 episodes in.
Tell me about this show. Like, you guys have been watching. I've been meaning to watch. I haven't yet. I'm pretty familiar with majority of Marvel characters.
Did you?
This one I am not.
Did you watch Jessica Jones at all?
No, but I know the character.
Did you watch Daredevil?
Okay. Did I watch what?
The Daredevil TV show?
Yeah, of course.
You watched both seasons of the Daredevil TV show?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so then you know. Okay, so watch Jessica.
Oh, wait. No. I only watched half the second season. Does he show up in that series?
No, he doesn't. But it's all interconnected in that. Anyway, Rosaria Dawson's in all the TV shows as the nurse.
Because she's a part of the Night Nurses, which is like a comic book referenced in Marvel.
We get it. You work at a comic shop now. Jesus.
No, I'm just
he's the go-to guru. Why would you shame him?
I'm not a go-to guru. Royce knows more about these comic books than me.
I probably do.
Yeah, not really, though. Who works at a comic book shop? You or him?
At a comic book stop? I don't know. At a shop, John?
Did I say stop?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did.
Fuck me. Damn it.
But, no, it's okay. The Luke Cage show feels really cool. It feels like an old Shaft movie. Like the
it's a lot more action-packed.
You know the blaxploitation films back in the day?
Right.
It feels like that kind of music. A lot of actors from The Wire are in it. A lot of actors from The Wire are in it.
Nice.
Like a fucking... In the first, Mitch was pointing it out to me.
I was watching it with Sherry, and it's like I was pointing out every black, because I do this like in almost every TV show or whatever we go, like, oh, look, there's a black guy. I wonder if he was in The Wire, and I'll look him up, you know? And actually, there was like two or three people.
Dude,
in the first
30 seconds, there was two Wire actors.
There's Bubs, there's Stringer.
There was
no, it was the police commissioner, and or what was he?
The police commissioner, the black guy,
Well,
the black guy in The Wire, that doesn't really help.
The big
or
fat
it's,
guy.
Or it's Sugar from Banshee.
Right, and then later on in the show, the lawyer is in it, the white lawyer is in it, from The Wire. There's a lot of people from The Wire in it, but anyway,
I never looked at white people in The Wire.
The one thing that I identified with was like 2 minutes in, I'm like, wait, is that Brett? Brett from Pulp Fiction, and I looked up like holy sh! And I already gave him like a whole backstory. I'm like, wow, his last lunch or his last breakfast at Big Kahuna Burger with a large Sprite, and you didn't really see him die. I'm like, wow, Jules really turned his life around. He changed his name from Brett to Detective Schrafe, and now he's really changing his life now.
Yeah, it's
holy shit. That's the same guy. I just made the connection.
Are you kidding me? You recognize the guy who got killed in that one scene.
Don't know if he got killed. Apparently he didn't get killed. He went in, he did an identity change.
Well, see, it's funny because I was watching a Marie and I go, man, that guy just right before the show, I go, that guy looks really familiar. I looked at him and go, oh, he was doing Pulp Fiction.
And I made like a meme and I posted it. And it was pretty funny and witty. It's pretty clever.
Well, you sold it well, I guess.
I did?
No, I was just being facetious.
God damn it. I can never please you.
All right. Real quick, just break it down. Okay, so what is Luke Cage's character? Does he have a superpower? Like, what's the deal with him?
He's super strong and he's bulletproof.
You want to finish that one up, Royce, or you want me to?
John, go ahead.
Basically, he got imprisoned in jail and part of, I guess, like earlier parole.
He was in the Deadpool jail, right?
It was a different place. And don't give it away because that's not until like the third episode. Look, he gets powers where he's bulletproof.
The point is like you got to get everybody, you know, who knows anything about comic books would know like the overall what this person is capable of, what they're not. So like what's his thing?
They came out. Look, here's what happened. The comic book came out in like 78, 79. And you should see what he used to dress like. Yeah, like a fro, very like 70s black power looking like Shaft, you know?
So like you were saying, blaxploitation kind of thing.
Right, and the show kind of has that vibe to it. It's really good.
The musical soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah, the music is badass.
The cinematography is fucking on point, too.
It's that really too. Good.
They do a good job with adding music into the show because one of the scenes of the show that he keeps going back to is actually a club in Harlem. So they have a lot of musicians singing or performing live during scenes so that it's not just you hearing music over dialogue. It's music is happening around the dialogue. It's built
in. It sets the tone.
Yeah. So I do like that a lot.
So this is a Netflix thing or?
Yeah, Netflix.
Marvel. All the Marvel episodes exclusive. Are up.
Now, did they release the full season, or are they doing like one
episode
season. Every other week?
The whole season's up.
Nice. Okay. Hey, got a new show to watch.
Yeah, it's good. And the Punisher show's coming soon, too.
Yeah, exactly. If you've liked Daredevil, if you've liked Jessica Jones, If you're looking forward to The Punisher, also watch Luke Cage. So far, like, Royce and I are only 3 or 4 episodes in, yeah, and it's really good.
It's fucking the act again. First off, I would not expect them to drop the N-bomb this many times in a Marvel TV show. It is like a ridiculous amount of times.
And they show boobs.
And they show boobs.
Really?
It is
very nice looking ones.
It feels very, when you watch the show, it feels very HBO-y in terms of,
yes,
of dude, again, a lot of N-bombs and a lot of sex, a lot of, I mean, it's really cool.
The thing I like about it, because I'm not a big comic book guy, I really never really cared about them, and I never really cared about the movies, but I like it because it's a real list or a real life setting for a comic book,
right?
People, you know, this is drama. They're, you know, adulting comic books, and I really like it.
Well, all the
all of these are tying together too. Like if you watch the first season of Daredevil, it took place in New York just after the events in the Avengers. So if you watch the Avengers with all the destruction that happened in downtown, they call it the incident, and they bring reference to
they,
it.
Yeah,
Daredevil takes place in Hell's Kitchen, and Jessica Jones just took place a little bit outside the outskirts of that. So if you watch Jessica Jones, Luke Cage made appearances regularly on Jessica Jones. And this one, it's kind of like Luke Cage's backstory of a backstory. So you learn the origins of Luke Cage, but then also you're learning about Luke Cage while he's in Harlem during all the situations that happened throughout Jessica Jones and Daredevil. And then when The Punisher comes out, that's also going to have some sort of tie-in with the entire thing. Because like the way Marvel Studios is they're really good about their continuity.
Exactly. Well, I was just going to say the same thing. I like the fact that they're doing that and they're allowing Marvel, because the just about all their comic books, that anything that Marvel's put out, there's some sort, there's continuity somewhere.
Well,
and
all
they're
the,
doing the same thing with their movies and TV shows. That's crazy.
All the
it's kind of like if they gave every character in Game of Thrones their own TV show. Right. It's the same story, same overarching story. It's just they have their own, you know,
nicely
dedicated
put, pretty
thing.
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
The Netflix shows, the Netflix Marvel shows are definitely, all of them are filmed way more for adults. Every single one of them are really dark, really bloody. There's cursing in it. Sex, yeah. So it's definitely.
Yeah, it seems like they're catering to the people who are actually fans of it when it was popular, like the comic books.
And the episodes work. Again, I would argue now, and I've seen all the Marvel movies, and I've now seen TV shows. I would argue that, man, the TV shows are way better than any of the better than the event. I like the Avengers better than the Avengers, better than any of the movies, better because, and here's the reason why. You could tell a better story over 10 episodes, you know, when you have time to make a plot and build characters. Yes.
Then trying to mush it into
it. Like the first Avengers was awesome, but the second Avengers felt like, fight, we're done. And it was like, what happened? Was there a plot, or were we just fighting Ultron, you know? Like the TV shows, I think the TV shows have better writers, better directors, and Mitch, would you say better cinematographers?
It's fucking amazing.
Night and day.
Because the same ones that Marvel Studios are using for their movies, they're using for even in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're using the same, they have the same budget, and that's why you also get like the same actor continuity from all the Marvel movies, because they're all locked into contract.
Yeah, but here's the thing is it's Marvel Studios is making both of them, but it's a completely Marvel Studios themselves, their film division films all the movies, and it's a completely different crew. The crew that films, I read about this recently, that's why I know, the crew that films all the Marvel TV shows is actually ABC Studios. They're completely different. That's why there's not many crossovers between the TV shows and
even better.
And the movies?
And the movies. They got Sam Jackson on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was a big to-do to get him, because there's you know, even though they all happen in the same place. And again, I think the TV shows kind of have to keep a little separated from the Captain Americas and Hulks, because like Mitch was saying earlier, they're so realistic in their setting that it would kind of take you out of it if all of a sudden you saw an alien flying
over.
Yeah,
the
TV
shows are way more realistic. They're picking characters that are all within New York City, and they're intertwining their storylines together. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying the fact that there's sex, there's drugs, there's violence. It's interconnected. It feels like there is grounding in our time and in reality. That, you know, everything that all the powers are either explained by some sort of traumatic event or some science experiment. Mm. It's not a god. It's not an alien. You know, it feels like you could be. It feels normal. It feels like this might happen.
It would happen in actual reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, they're doing, man, the actors they get are really good. The guy who plays Daredevil is a fucking fantastic actor. He was in Boardwalk Empire.
So hot.
Yeah. He's very, very,
very charming.
Very good looking guy. Jessica Jones was Jesse's girlfriend on Breaking Bad, the one who choked on her own vomit.
Yep.
She was also in some show that Sherry, some chick flick that Sherry liked when she was younger. That detective girl. What fuck show was that?
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
No, I don't remember, but.
Vagina Tracy?
Sherry didn't like her.
Vagina Tracy?
Basically.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I got it.
Thank you, John.
Speaking of, so I watched it. Have you guys seen the movie The Nice Guys?
No.
Yes. Loved it.
I watched that on the plane ride there, actually. To the place I was to place Dayton. I actually enjoyed it too, but if I'm going to give my I'm going to butcher this review because I feel like if I ever review anything, I have to live up to Mark's standards. What's it called? The Real Thing?
The Real Thing. R-E-E-L. The Real Thing.
Yeah. More like radio. So I was thoroughly entertained and enjoyed the movie. But then when I actually thought about it, I was like, that was a really discombobulated storyline that kind of felt rushed. But Russell Crowe and handsome Ryan Gosling and the girl who plays Ryan Gosling's daughter, they're fucking amazing. Like, when you have actors who are that good, that will allow you to just kind of suspend disbelief in a storyline that is, you know, it could be a Matlock episode at best.
It reminded me of Abbott and Costello, the way that they that both Russell and Ryan handled themselves together.
The thing is that, like, yeah, I don't know how they built it because there was a lot of violence in this movie.
What's the plot? But I have no idea what this movie is about.
It was one guy. Okay.
Well, just fill in the blanks as I go, John. So it's basically based in the 70s. And it's around a guy who is basically a paid strong arm, Russell Crowe, and he got paid to, like, basically beat people up. And Ryan Gosling, who was a private investigator, which I guess was a big thing in the 70s. And the one thing I did like about the movie is that, like, everything was 70s. Like, they really, the sets, the music, the cars they were driving, everything was very, Ryan Gosling was smoking the entire movie. There wasn't a scene where he didn't have a cigarette in his hand. It was actually kind of refreshing to watch that because the majority of movies, you don't see people smoking anymore because, like, oh, I don't want to get smoking. And then, you know, essentially they have to, that's the basic plot. And then, you know, one guy gets assigned to a case and then they kind of cross paths and then it leads into this fucking weird wormhole. Am I missing anything, John?
Yeah, pretty much. They were looking, the way that they both,
Don't
give the plot away. I just wanted a quick overview.
That's why I gave it a whole overarching thing, dude.
So basically one guy needs the help of the other one, but the other one needs help from the other guy.
All right, got it.
So they need help from each other.
Combined, they are one person.
But anyways,
Fight Club?
Yes.
No. I mean, it was great. I mean, like, it's rated. It's a hard R. I mean, a lot of violence, a lot of cursing, a lot of nudity, and a lot of all that kind of stuff. It's a very entertaining movie, and there's parts where I was laughing out loud, and there's other parts where I was just like, shit, that was violent. Like,
I wish I would have seen this in theaters.
Yeah, I saw it on my, you know, my iPad in a plane. But out of five Dutches, I'll give it a 3.75. I thought it was pretty good.
We finished watching Narcos season 2. Fuck, that show's so good.
Yeah, everybody was talking. So you guys good. Have been raving about that for a while.
I asked Royce at the end. I was like, Royce, did you get sad when they killed Escobar at the end?
Cause and I'm like, no, because I knew it was going to happen. It happened in real life.
I knew it was going
to
happen, too.
I was about to yell. Spoiler alert. But so wait, the whole show is based on real events?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole show
I know that.
Is based on real events. There's some names change, and they even say some sus astrodramatic effect. But I looked online, and actually, it's a lot of the shit that really happens in the show really fucking happened.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, with Pablo Escobar, right?
Like during the show, they'll show old news footage in the middle of it.
Yeah, like, they have real photos or snippets.
Right.
You knew what was going down, and the thing that kept me hooked was I was so impressed that they had two full seasons of Escobar escaping the police. I was like, after season one, I'm like, how is this show going to keep going? Like, how did they not kill him already? What does he have left to do in his life before he dies? And then they get through the season two, and like the last few episodes, I'm just like, fuck.
It's really, really good.
Like, I know he's a really terrible guy, but they humanized.
Is he though? Is he a terrible guy?
They humanized him so well.
Is he a terrible guy? Because it could be argued the CIA did just as many shitty things as he did, except they were on the right side of the law.
Exactly. That's the whole point. The show did such a fucking good job of humanizing him.
Wait, Marie, this is why I'm mad at you.
Why?
You started out your analysis of the show by saying Escobar died. Now, just imagine me, because I didn't know that it was based off of an actual event.
It says it right at the beginning of the show. It says it at the beginning of the show.
Just imagine that somebody who just turned on Narcos and didn't Google the whole show and the reason and how it came about. Like, why would you just spoil that?
It says it in the very first episode. You find, like, right away, you know.
I would do that.
This isn't a secret.
I would do that for the same reason why I would say Nixon got fucking
impeached
at the beginning of the Nixon movie.
So they say at the beginning of the show, this is based on Pablo Escobar.
Yes!
Okay, well, there you go.
They actually show a whole newsreel about it at the beginning. And the first thing the guy says is how it ends.
You didn't say that earlier. You said they changed the names and that you made it seem like they didn't say
that.
No,
they only changed the names of a couple of people who were on witness protection.
I said Pablo Escobar.
I stand corrected. I didn't say, not you, stupid. The show. I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
If you look at the bio for the show, it says it.
Right, but I'm just, dude. My point was, assume someone doesn't look up the bio of the show.
Then they're stupid and they will be educated.
And it doesn't give anything away because you find out immediately. And it was a pretty big news story.
If they tell you in the beginning, then fine. You've made it seem like it was a thing based on, not portrayal of.
The newsworthy portion that I was trying to convey to you was not that Pablo Escobar died, because, spoiler alert, he dies. But the interesting thing was that they portray him as a family man and not just only as a crazy plane bombing, murdering half of Colombia, drug pushing maniac. And they
with a mustache.
And they show both sides of him. And so by the time he's done, like, I actually felt bad for him. And I was so impressed that I felt bad for him. And so that's why I thought that they did a good job.
That's brilliant. If they can make you like feel empathy for a guy who is basically a mass murderer.
Now, granted, I love watching movies where it's from the perspective of the bad guy, where it makes you want to root for the bad guy to get away with it because you've already invested in that character. So it's kind of like that. Like, it's kind of like an Ocean's 11. Like, oh, God, I hope they get through this heist because you've only been watching them from their side.
Apparently, there's going to be a season 3, too. And they're going to keep following the narcotics industry into Miami, the whole Cocaine Cowboys thing. Have you seen that documentary, Cocaine Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Well, they're going to basically do a show based on all that shit. That's season three from what I read.
I'm excited for it.
Four is back. Man, I think it's going to go all the way up. I think the creator said he wants to go all the way up to, in real life, how the Mexicans became the cartel leaders. Yeah, so he has a whole plan for it. But, I mean, it's nuts. Like, you know, it's all based on real things that happens. It's just dramatized, you know.
Wait a minute. Then what if they wanted to actually show all the narcos? Was there somebody that was a narcos before Pablo Escobar, or was he the very first one?
He was the very first one that brought a country to its knees.
So how was cocaine distributed prior to him? Was it just very small scale? Or
he was the first one to basically make an industry out of it.
Yeah, he made an industry out of it. No one else. People made it and sold a little bit, but not in the levels that he did.
So he was the first one.
The first real big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, they didn't start out with like, hey, I just invented cocaine. Isn't this crazy?
No.
Yeah, imagine a whole lot of like Indian tribes going around and just kind of like fighting over territory. He kind of came in and said, hey, you're the U.S. now.
Yeah, and he was the things that he controlled. I mean, the guy was fucking nuts, but smart, you know. And again, it could be argued that if drugs were legal, nobody would have died. If drugs were legal, nobody would have died, because then he would have been a legitimate businessman doing business things and would have no issue.
That's the whole thing. We were talking about that like at the first hour you were talking about the prohibition.
Yeah.
Well, if there was no prohibition, there would be no such thing as the mafia.
You're right. There would not be a mafia.
It wouldn't exist.
Here's where I wonder if that's true or not, because then competition, I don't know if
it's all legal. They're like corporations. You could have a Coke, you could have a Pepsi. Whoever runs it better does better. That's it.
Exactly. Market decides.
The moment it's legal.
You're not allowed to have a market and you have to have a black market. Mm-hmm. That's when that kind of shit starts happening.
African-American market.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
But so, yeah, no, if ever was legal, like cigarettes kill more people than Coke does.
And cigarettes are legal. What would happen if that shit was illegalized at the same time that that pot was?
Yeah.
Tobacco would be the most killed over drug.
Oh yeah,
ever.
You're right. If tobacco became illegal,
we wouldn't be the U.S. anymore. We would be the divided states of America, Canada, and the Yukon.
I mean, again, would people die from overdosing? Sure, but would more people die from the violence? Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
I mean, dude, when you watch it again. And you can watch a real documentary. It's like, dude, the CIA probably and the DEA probably killed more people than Escobar did. Like, it was brutal. Like, the brutalness of this was ridiculous. The country was afraid of him.
It's like all-out war.
Yeah, and Noriega's another one.
Martial law.
Yeah, it's just like the fucking craziness that we do and that we did. It's like over what? Over someone doing coke. It wasn't even like, if Pablo Escobar had a fucking child slave trade, okay, guy's a piece of shit. Fucking kill him, you know?
Right.
But he was making drugs that some people wanted to use. And it's like, come on.
What were we talking about this weekend where we're saying, wouldn't it be interesting if worldwide all drugs were legal and allowed to be used in all circumstances that a human saw fit? So, for example, during the Olympics or any kind of sporting events, you are allowed to take whatever drug you felt like would help you enhance your performance, just to see how far the human body could go to do all the things that we want to do. Like, how far can you hit a baseball? How fast could you run? And just to see, like, Olympians, like, one guy might be doping, the other guy might just do see who can run faster.
We already have that experiment. It's called the Russian Olympic team. They were busted for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but if it were legal, then we could actually study the effects and be like, yeah, well, if you want to be a sprinter, you're going to want to do a lot of coke. But if you want to do long distance running, you're going to want to dope.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And if you want to jump higher and feel more relaxed, you drink my hummingbird milk.
Thanks. Pay talk.
Hey, I remember your name, too.
Forgot the character's name.
Yeah, you have to remember how it's spelled. That's the fun part.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the straight-up illegal drugs. How? How much would they actually affect? Well, dude, they helped the Mets back in 1986 win a World Series.
Mm-hmm. Doc Gooden?
Dude, Doc Gooden, Dale Strawberry. Hojo. What was the other guy? The guy who just released a book, the white guy. The shortstop. They were all doing coke.
Let's not forget.
They're doing coke and meth the entire time, and they won a fucking World Series on that.
Let's not forget football players. Oh, Michael Irvin. Like, there was a whole bunch of them that were caught with coke, because the thing is,
Lawrence Taylor.
The coke is really hard to get to catch on piss tests, because after 2 days, it's not in your system anymore. So
fuck that. After 24 hours, it's not.
Well, yeah, but you know, if they really do that intensive,
drug dissipates quickly. Trust me, I know.
But that's my point, though. That's a preferred drug for football players and sports players, because unless you literally get caught with it, like Strawberry did, you're fine.
Lenny Dykstra. That's what it was. Sorry.
Whoa. Lenny Lesbianstra. Okay. Thank you.
I hate you. I really do.
And what about Trans Lord Perry?
What?
Gay Lord Perry?
Oh, come on. No, it wouldn't be that. It'd be homosexual Lord Perry.
See, you don't
Dude,
have
it was
to
on
tag...
the fly, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, but you so don't was
tag
mine.
Everything.
Yeah, sometimes.
Come on, it was clever.
No,
come on.
No, it wasn't.
It was good, but it was not needed. Either way. So, yes, I agree with Marie. We should try that experiment. Just one Olympics. So you give everybody a 4-year head start. Hey, we're not doing, we're not testing PEDs, no illegal drugs, none of that shit. Y'all go crazy for 4 years and let's see what happens.
Oh, wait a minute. Or we have already have that. The X Games.
No,
that's different.
The X Games, the Winter X Games.
We don't want to see people. We don't want to see people drinking Mountain Dew and skating off of things. We're talking
about. Nobody cares
about
dudes.
Dude, they have rally races inside baseball stadiums now.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit about that, or if they're on PEDs.
I'm just saying, Travis Pastrana, bicycle rider, driving a fucking all-wheel drive Subaru on dirt road. Drive.
So you're saying he should take coke or whatever to make his right hand make the accelerator go faster on his dirt bike? Like, you're not making sense, Johnny.
Yeah, it'll speed up his reaction time.
Jesus Christ. I love how you'll make a silly point and then just defend it to the day you die.
Hey, I'm just stating facts, man.
You're not stating anything. You're stating absolutely nothing.
And that would leave me like, well,
where's my Pasadena? I forgot about that. All right, let's get out of here. Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because...
Thank you. Yeah. Sherry, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I went to bed already.
Mitch,
I'm better than you because my girlfriend can provide food for me by canning it, and I.
Oh wait,
live.
I want to try.
Okay, you get one more try.
I'm better than you because I work at a comic book shop, and then I lure them to a gym and beat them up later.
Okay, so you said two things though. You wanted to try for one. You didn't.
I
you
work
didn't
at a comic book shop.
John, I'm gonna fight you the next time I see you. Oh, which, by the way, I'm going to be...
I wouldn't suggest that.
Yeah, after I said it, I was like, eh. John's a little...
I'm going to hug you to death.
Yeah, you probably could. I actually am going to be in South or mid-Florida next week, but here's the weird part is I'm going to be in the middle of Orlando. I'm going to be in Sarasota. So for my brother's wedding, he's getting married to some Floridian woman. I tried to advise him against it. So I'm going to be there all next week on vacation. So no show for me next week. I know. I apologize, you guys, for not doing the shows the last couple of months, weeks, or whatever. But Royce, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I just found out my co-host was coming to Florida on the air.
And he doesn't want to hang out with you.
I just figured, I know.
How far away are you from Orlando?
I live in Orlando.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, rephrase
how
that question.
How far away is Orlando from Sarasota? Like 3 hours, right?
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Okay, well, we're going to hang out then.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought it was like 3 hours away.
No, it's fine. I get it. You don't have to see us. I don't care.
Hey, Royce, what's the Vegas odds on that? I like to take that bet.
A lot better than Mitch hanging out with him. He was only 20 minutes away.
I hung out with Royce, just not for very long.
Dude, no. Here's the thing. I'm there the whole week, and the wedding's not till Friday, and I'm flying out there Monday. So we have a couple of days. I'm going to be doing some family stuff because my entire family's coming out there. But I think we have like Monday and Tuesday to do shit. Are you available? I actually was going to talk to you about this off there. I just felt like I need to tell listeners, hey, yay for you or boo for you. People who either hate or like me, I'm not going to be on next week.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad.
You want to talk about it?
Not really, because you yell over me like you did earlier.
Maria, why are you better?
I'm better because we're going to be expecting Hurricane All Right.
That was fantastic.
That's not bad, actually. And I'm better than you because I'm going to be hanging out with my bestest buddy, Royce.
No, you're not.
Who's mad at me right now, but he's going to love me next week. So we'll see you guys next week. Or I won't, but they will see you next week. Here on morelikeradio.com. We will all see you tomorrow on Hippo Juice here on morelikeradio.com. Anything else, you guys?
That's it.
All right. See you guys next week. That's Royce.